I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time to become a part of time.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, I think we've got a doozy of a show in store for you this evening. We're going to be going way outside the box of mainstream thinking and mainstream medical. We're going to be talking about some cutting-edge inner technologies that are related to not only healing, but reality creation. And with time permitting, we may even have a little extraterrestrial meditation towards the end of the program designed to expand consciousness. But before we get into all of that, I'd like to kick off the program and set the tone with a little bit of Japa Yoga in the form of the Hari Om mantra meditation. And that's about a six-minute clip. And if you're new to ET Yoga, you might want to have a paper and pencil handy because there's going to be tons of information and concepts for you to follow up on after the show. And so if the guys in the booth then play that Hari Om clip now, that'd be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari.
Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari
Hari Hari Om Hari
Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om Hari Hari Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari
Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari
Om Hari 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 Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari Om
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda leading a little bit of Japa, J-A-P-A, yoga. And that clip was from back in the 1970s. I'd like to now give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And I know we have a lot of new listeners to the ET Yoga program. And just for your benefit, I'd like to also mention that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical as much as humanly possible. And that's in an effort to make yourself more self-empowered, more autonomous, and to also take responsibility for not only creating excellent health, but also dealing with issues as they arise. I'd like to also at this time thank the ET Yoga listening audience just for being you. Much appreciation and gratitude to the ET Yoga audience for being a frequency that would listen to a program like ET Yoga. And I definitely concur with what Bashar says when he states that just by being you, you are already making the optimum difference on this planet. And it's when you do your passion that others become aware of the difference you're already making. As usual, when I was preparing for tonight's program, I came across new information, constantly learning new things. And also much appreciate the opportunity to do this program. And I'm going to back up the train to the station to start off with here because I'm going to be talking about some really cutting-edge information. It's all about inner technologies. And I'm going to try to make a connection here between the inner technology of healing and also that of reality creation because it's exactly the same energy. And one of the things I learned, maybe a decade or so ago, was that the more you learn about how things work in the universe, the more you learn about health and taking care of the body. And the two really interconnect and overlap. And if you go to my website at etyoga.com, you will notice there's a free download there. And I don't ask for your email or follow up on anybody that wants that information, but you can get a free download there of the root cause of disease, and I highly suggest you check that out. I might also add that I'm also very interested in hearing from the ET Yoga listening audience concerning program content and answering any questions you have about anything I produce on the program, and you can always contact me at PaperFungo, PaperFungo, PaperFungo at yahoo.ca. And in backing the train back to the station, I'm going to start with a Bashar quote with respect to his saying that there are only two objective facts in the universe. Number one is that the universe was created from unconditional love. And number two, we have awareness. After that, everything is subjective, including our so-called identities, which are actually an artificial construct. I'm not going to go into detail on that particular topic this evening, but I will say that Bashar has also stated that deservability is at the foundation of spiritual progress, because without it, all the techniques in the world will have minimal results. And that's not a statement to be taken lightly. And especially when I listened to a recent program of Esther Hicks, and she stated that there was a very high percentage of people on the planet at this moment that have really low self-esteem. And it would certainly be a contributing factor to progress in the spiritual areas. And I think everybody needs to know that you wouldn't be here if you weren't totally unconditionally loved, and that everybody's consciousness, there's a reason God didn't make useless awarenesses. And it's good to spend some time to have that feeling and know that that feeling exists, because it's certainly a foundation, as Bashar says, of spiritual progress. And the other thing that I think is important to note is that we need to have a belief, let's say, with respect to the possibility of what Western science and Western medicine would call miracles. And I'm going to point you in a couple of directions here, because I really think that people need to hold the belief, especially if you're looking at creating some situations that modern science or mainstream thinking would consider either ridiculous or miracles. And the first place I'm going to point you to is to a three-minute healing of a woman's tumor, a cancer tumor. She was basically told that it was inoperable in the West, and she went to Beijing, China. She attended a Qigong center there. And Greg Braden on YouTube, it's called Curing Cancer in 3 Minutes, and it's something everybody should see. It's probably a 15-minute clip, and he will also go into some detail there, because you can actually see a video of the actual tumor dissipating, and there was also a follow-up study later, and in point of fact, yes, this tumor was totally dissolved by three practitioners without using any types of pharmaceuticals or any types of surgery. In fact, I also would like to point you in the direction of the topic of the largest non-pharmaceutical hospital in the world. That topic would lead you to more information concerning that Qigong Center in Beijing, China. And they use no operations and no pharmaceuticals. And they have dealt with about 250,000 people with all types of diseases, and have a phenomenal cure and improvement rate. And you need to check that out to kind of get your mind into the framework of what's actually possible. And in point of fact, I guess that's another science theory now, because in certainly in quantum physics, one of the key principles is that our thoughts determine reality, and that energy is either a particle or a wave depending on the expectations of the observer. And the quantum world waits for us to make a decision so that it knows how to behave. And the human energy field is interacting and influencing the quantum field all around us at all times, and the energy of our beliefs and intentions are infused into our energy field because they are defined by the energy of our thoughts and emotions. And I think even further to that, you know, if you're holding a disease, illness, pain, injuries within your consciousness, thus they are imprinted in your energetic field, and only then do they proceed to manifest in your physiology. And if this is the case, which has now been scientifically shown, then not only is our health completely under our own willful control, but the rate at which we age may also be under our control as well. And of course, one of the main principles in Bashar's information, if you don't know about Bashar, Bashar's from the Esasani civilization. He's channeled through Daryl Anka, and his website's at www.bashar.org. And Bashar would state that it's your thoughts, your emotions, your beliefs, your intentions, your definitions, that create a mirror image of what you experience in life, in your outer reality. And so it turns out that Greg Braden also concurs with those findings. In fact, Greg goes so far as to say that there have been two scientific discoveries in the last, 20, 30 years or so that have proven a couple of the theories we've operated under for the last 500 years to be completely false. And the first one is that, yes, our thoughts, beliefs, and intentions, definitions do have an effect on the outer world. That's now been scientifically proven. And second, that there was an experiment done, I believe, in 1986. If you watch the Curing Cancer in 3 Minute video by Greg Braden, I think it's the Michelson experiment that was done in the 1880s, was replicated by the Department of Navy, and they have now conclusively come to the conclusion that, yes, there is an energetic field connecting everything that exists in the space between atoms. So, interesting stuff. That's totally, totally new, and that, of course, you would never probably hear about in either your education or in the mainstream. And I'd like to also point out that there's some of the ancient technologies that's now being shown to work for healing purposes with respect to it coming to light probably in the last 50 years. And most of that has been in the area of Qigong and talking about the Qi energy. And I've recently taken a course from Master Ming Tong Gu, and he states that energy that contracts creates stress. And if nothing is done to relieve the stress, it becomes chronic and creates blockages and stops the flow of energy. Happiness creates an energy flow, and when energy flows freely, we feel good. And the main cause of chronic illness, according to him, is stress. And accumulative stress, especially, or trauma. And also, this is reflected in the body as blockages, and it compromises your mental well-being and creates emotional blockages as well. And in Qigong, we do the sounds that release the blockages and release the unconscious programming. And that is the summary of Qigong sound healing. It unlocks the unconscious programming. And this, if you haven't seen the Greg Braden Curing Cancer in 3 Minutes film, you're going to see that these three practitioners basically have learned a technology that is basically seeing the person as already been healed. And that is the secret. And it is also connected to, as Greg Braden would say, as to the feeling as in prayer. It's feeling as if the prayer has already been accomplished. So it's not like, I'm going to get better, I'm going to heal, that there's some kind of an open-ended date in the future that things are prayed for, but the feeling as if the prayer has already been accomplished is the secret to this technology. And where does that feeling come from? Well, for one thing, heart brain synchronicity is created through gratitude and appreciation, and that is one way to connect the heart and the brain. And the other thing that's been discovered, and you can look this up on your internet as well, is the neural network in the heart. It's now referred to as actually the brain in the heart. And the brain in the heart is actually 5,000 times magnetically stronger than that of the brain. I think it's something like 500 times stronger electrically, but 5,000 times stronger magnetically. So thus, these heartfelt emotions are the main thing that interconnects with this energy field or the morphogenetic field, and which determines reality. And when you start talking about technologies, Western science just has no conceptual way to even get a grip on how this works, because it's just not part of our belief systems in the West. And it's one of the reasons that I'd like to bring this, you know, to the attention of the ET Yoga listening audience. And also, I'd like to share a story that first I heard about from Dronvalo Melchizedek, probably a decade ago. And it's concerning the super psychic children of China and also the children of AIDS. And if you look that up on a Google search, you're going to probably find his full explanation. And I'll give you the brief story. That there was a child with that was born with AIDS, and they checked him out at like 2 years old, and he had AIDS, and at five he had AIDS, and then they checked him out at like 6 years old, and he had no AIDS, and they're going like, wow, what is this? So they started checking, you know, his DNA, and they took some of his DNA, put it in a petri dish, and they increased the dosage of AIDS all around it, and he was immune to AIDS. And then they checked him out with all kinds of other diseases, too, and it turned out he's immune to everything. What they did is they further did the studies, and they found that he had actually four codons in his DNA activated that other people don't have activated, that normal people don't have activated. So the fact of the matter is, if you want to break this down into simple English, it means that they know which four codons in your DNA system can be activated to make you totally immune from disease. And that's just a fact. So to get you kind of in that train of thinking that, yeah, miracles are possible, and that, yes, total immunity from disease is also possible, except who would want to tell you that, even if they knew, because that kind of would kind of wreck the profits of the pharmaceutical and medical industry, I guess. So you probably won't be hearing about anything like that, but you might hear about it on ET Yoga. And I'd like to point out that this same inner healing technology that is so effective from the Qigong Center in Beijing, China, but it's also at the root of reality creation. And same exact energy field, same exact concepts. So basically, I personally like to break reality creation down into like three areas. Number one is it's all about your beliefs. And that's another scientific thing that's now been shown, is that there is a connection here between the fact that they've now done computer simulations and our reality is pretty much synonymous with a holographic reality computer program. It's like we're in a virtual reality holographic universe. And the energy in this universe is consciousness, and the language of interpretation is belief. In other words, what you believe is. And this also correlates with the Bashar's teachings, because from the time we're like born until we're about 7 years old, basically we're downloading belief systems from our initial caregivers. And this is also substantiated by Christy Marie Sheldon, who is another Sheldon. I highly suggest you look at some of her YouTubes concerning reality creation as well. And so to me, the fundamental point here is that you have to be a frequency match for what you experience. And if you're one of those people that believes that your thoughts, beliefs, definitions, emotions, intentions have no effect on what you experience in life, well, you're just welcome to that opinion, because all opinions and all beliefs are equally valid. but it's gonna limit you if you want to start doing things like reality creation. Because if you don't believe it's possible, I guess it's not going to work for you. So it's not for everybody. In fact, even on my website, I say my website's not for everybody either. Because if you believe in the conventional methods, and that's the only thing that you're capable of comprehending, then go for it. But if you are on a spiritual journey and you're looking to be more self-empowered, then, wow, is there a lot of information out here now, scientifically proven, too, not just, you know, the talk and the belief and trying to convince somebody, but actual hard science as backing up a lot of the what I call valid extraterrestrial communications that have come through. And one of the reasons why I made the connection between extraterrestrial information and yoga. And I can't tell you, I run into people every day that the only thing they think of when they think of yoga are the asanas, or the physical postures, and the pranayams, or cleansing exercises. Well, that's just one branch of yoga. And at the top of the show, the Japa Yoga, Hari Om Mantra, that's another form of yoga, as led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. And he actually was the founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes, which is six different branches of yoga. And the word yoga meaning union of you and your higher self, which is the real yoga. And that's the, when I use the term yoga and ET yoga, that's what I'm talking about. And so this whole idea of reality creation to me is that you're a frequency match for what you believe. And what you experience isn't there to punish you. It's there to show you what you do believe. So if you can make adjustments, you can change your beliefs, kind of like reprogramming your computer. And I'll probably in the near future do another show on how to reprogram beliefs, but it's not going to be squeezed into tonight's program. And so the bottom line here is that you need to do your own homework, your own inner work. There's just no easy way. There's no magic pill here for this one. Like, you need to actually do the work and try and get a handle on, write down what areas you're interested in, if it's beliefs about money or if it's beliefs about health, whatever your beliefs are, write them down. And then take a look at your life and see if your reality doesn't reflect those beliefs. And so this is, you know, really important part of doing your own inner work. And the whole idea here being, of course, that you need to be a frequency match for what it is you experience. And I think that the second phase in my definition of reality creation is throwing positive spin on outer circumstances. And this is, to me, the easiest way to start you to get a feel for the fact that, yes, you can affect what you are experiencing in 3D reality. And according to that formula, and that originally from my experience came from Bashar, when he stated that when you place a positive spin on an outer circumstance, you will, and positive definition, then you will have a positive experience from that circumstance. If you see an outer circumstance as negative, then with its corresponding negative emotion, you will end up having a negative experience from that circumstance. And I guess the corollary to that is that all outer circumstances are inherently neutral. Outer circumstances do not come with built-in meaning. So what one person might view as a negative, another person could view it as positive, and they could have two completely different experiences from the exact same circumstance. I have challenged my listening audience for at least 10 years now to do this. Like, just prove it to yourself. Like, next time you see an outer circumstance that you view as negative, take some time and muster up some positive emotion, and even if you don't see any possible way anything good can come from it, just muster up some positive emotion and say, look, I don't see any possible way anything good can come from this, but I just can't wait to find out what that could be. And throw some positive emotion in there. And then log it down. Get a notebook and write down these outer circumstances that you view as negative. And then see how they turn out. Now, some of them will take a few days, some hours, some weeks, some maybe years, depending on the topic. But if you start practicing this technique, and every time you find something is negative, you're going to start to get the picture. And when you get the picture, it's going to blow your mind. Because why? Because it actually works. To me, this is the easiest, the simplest way to do reality creation. Because you're going to start to see that these situations do turn out to be a positive experience. And now if we start going into what I would call the third level, which is intentional reality creation, okay, that here's where this energy from the healing and Qigong energy and the Qi energy ties it together with the energy that you want to tap into, because you want to give thanks, appreciation, and gratitude for already having received what it is you're trying to manifest. And that's a feeling. Okay, so that's the secret. The same secret as in the healing is the same secret in this level of reality creation. And Christy Marie Sheldon actually goes so far as to say that, she's the psychic, so she sees people's thoughts that are gathered around their auras. And, for example, she says most of the people she deals with have the belief that making money is hard. Okay, and so what she has is basically a technique to melt some of those what she calls abundance blockages. And one of the first things that she does is to, number one, is to connect to light energy. And then she asks the question, which is, about what age did I start to have that particular belief? And see if you can remember the emotion that you felt, and also, like, the person that you got it from or heard it from. And then further to actually see if you can locate where it is on the body. Now, you may not be able to answer all those questions, but you may be able to answer some of them. Then the idea being is to draw in light from above and light from below, and in all time, dimensions, space, and reality, and you keep bringing in the light and bringing in the light in that affected area until you feel the thoughts are dissolved. And I think that is a really good formula and technique for working on some ideas that you may have around abundance blockages concerning money, for example. Also, she gives, I think, one of the best analogies of, let's say, of drawing money, because money seems to be on everybody's mind, that the idea being to get in the highest space you can. And one of the ways to do that would be to just see your aura expanding to the size of your room, the size of your city, the size of your state, size of the United States, size of the Earth, size of the universe, like see it expanding to that point, size of the galaxy. And when you reach that point, then give gratitude, appreciation, and thanks for all the money coming in for you love to be, to have financial freedom, let's say. Okay, so what she's doing there basically is she's making a heart-brain connection because, okay, the words, giving thanks, appreciation, gratitude for already having received it being the key secret, and also bringing in love into this or bringing a heartfelt emotion, and the idea here being is to feel that situation. How would it feel to have that have already happened? That is the technique. And again, it's the same exact technique. So if you watch the Curing Cancer in 3-minute video, you're going to see that these practitioners from China, they're all tuning into the same concepts. And I guess because there's three of them, it makes it stronger. But it's a technique that you can do yourself. You don't need anybody else to do it for you. And similarly with this third phase of reality creation. I should also point out that there are, in my opinion, a number of things that you may also be doing that may hamper this manifestation. And one of those is was brought up by Adranus, and that is money is really a tricky one. Of all the things to manifest, money is the trickiest because of these downloaded beliefs from childhood and the beliefs we've developed along the way and the blockages that they create. And the second reason is that a lot of people just want to, you know, hit the lottery for, you know, $400 million or something. And the fact of the matter is that that may be more of a curse than a blessing. And the more you research it, the more it turns out for a lot of people to be more of a curse than a blessing, and it may not be in alignment with your higher self. And primarily because a lot of people want that money or that amount of money because they want to create a distance between themselves and others so that others would see them as somehow special. And guaranteed, that's not going to be in alignment with your higher self. I would personally suggest you try something like financial independence or debt-free, those topics, because I think they're more likely to be in alignment with what your higher self really would support. Because the fact being is that, and even Bashar has said that sometimes, I mean, you always get what you want in time. But Bashar suggests that, you know, if it's not happening right away, then it's a sign that your higher self wants you to have some other experiences as a prelude to handling whatever is coming down the road there in terms of money and amounts of money. And I would say that the other aspect here is that although we think we're in control of our lives, fact is, we're not. Higher self's in control. And sometimes trying to orchestrate or manipulate this topic with the ego is what they call in spiritual circles standing on your own hose. Don't worry, your higher self's going to take care of you if it's a necessity. So these are just my suggestions about this concept about the money thing. You might want to start in other areas first to work up to the money thing, because you're going to find, number one, is that throwing positive spin is a really good way to get a handle on how this all works. Because as Bashar would state, like, basically what you're doing when you're putting out positive spin is you're creating a frequency match to certain holograms. And when you create a match for them, they have to manifest. It's just, that's the laws. That's how it works. And if you have conflicting beliefs, it can be kind of like a standoff between those two beliefs. But the fact is that if you play around with this kind of stuff and play around with it in your imagination, that's the conduit linking you with higher self. That's how the higher self communicates to you through imagination. And as you notice in our society, we have so many things that are trying to grab our attention outwardly, including addiction to computer games, etc., and not very much suggestion towards utilizing some of your spare time by just playing with your imagination. Imagination being highly, highly important. I, Magi Nation, a nation of magicians. Except that if your attention's always going outwardly, it's only connecting with beta brainwaves. Should also point out that there's a number of things that I would definitely look at in terms of increasing your frequency and your personal health. Number one, not drinking any fluoridated water, not eating GMO'd foods, not taking vaccines. For one, fluoridated water calcifies the pineal gland. And by the way, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., he was the chairman of the World Mercury Project, recently made it this post. He's offering, through his organization, $100,000 to the first person who can find a scientific study proving that thimerosal, or mercury, is safe to inject into children. I'm going to repeat that. $100,000 to the first person who can find a scientific study proving thimerosal or mercury is safe to inject into children. Quite an interesting challenge out there. Don't see anybody picking up that money yet. Also, he's also been asked by President Trump to be a chairman of a special committee and on vaccine safety, and that's much to the dismay of the or many people that are in the vaccine business and so-called experts who fear that such a panel would give credence to theories tying childhood immunization to autism. Well, here's a theory tying childhood immunization to autism, because there's a U.S. media blackout on a story that came out in January 15, 2016 in Italy, and the title of the article is Italian Courts Rule Vaccines Cause Autism. And people in Italy and the U.K. now are winning lawsuits over this because it's been proven. So there's a theory for you. And I might also add that Russia banned thimerosal and vaccines in 1980, and it's also been banned in 20 other countries, of course, not in the good old USA. And also noted is that beyond mercury, vaccines also contain aluminum, MSG, and formaldehyde, all documented as known neurotoxins that contribute to brain damage. And I was recently researching the positive effects of coconut oil on Alzheimer's disease, and I noticed a clear scientific link to pharmaceutical pills. Every time I looked up one subject, the other subject came up. Maybe you might find the same. Should also note that 19 European countries have banned GMO'd foods. And I'm just going to read you a quote from Irina Ermacara, who is the vice president of Russia's National Association for Genetic Safety. And this is a quote last year when the Russians were mulling over the decision to ban GMOs. And she said, it is necessary to ban GMOs, to impose a moratorium on it for 10 years. While GMOs will be prohibited, we can plan experiments, tests, or maybe even new methods of research could be developed. It has been proven that not only in Russia, but also in many other countries in the world, that GMOs are dangerous. Methods of obtaining GMOs are not perfect, therefore all GMOs are dangerous. Consumption and use of GMOs obtained in such a way can lead to tumor, cancer, and obesity among animals. Biotechnology certainly should be developed, but GMOs should be stopped. And I might point out that 60% of all processed foods on U.S. supermarket shelves contain ingredients from engineered soybean, corn, or canola, which is 90% GMO. And I suggest also you can do your own research on the fluoridealert.org. fluoridealert.org about fluoride in your drinking water, and also it calcifies the pineal gland, which that's not too slick either. In terms of some positive things that I think you might also want to take advantage of, because You know, if you're not taking vaccines, eating GMO'd food, or drinking fluoride, you need to get pure water. Pure water is essential. Pleiadians state this. Bashar states this in his Foundations for Good Health. It's just imperative that you drink pure water. And another technique you can use is when you share space with a crystal, which has a resistant free vibration, your energy will entrain with that of the crystal. And I think that is highly important because there's probably one area that is really hard to protect yourself from, and that's the chemtrails with aluminum and barium and all kinds of other stuff in there. And I know when Barbara Marciniak was asked about how harmful are they, well, she says, well, how strong is your immune system? So the key here being to build up the immune system, because that's the best thing you can do. So raising your frequency, doing a pillar of light, as taught by Pleiadians, doing the spinning techniques, bringing light into the body through all your chakra systems. Raising your frequency is definitely huge. And another amazing, I think, discovery is concerning essential oils. Clinical research has shown that essential oils have the highest frequency of any natural substance known to man, and that these oils can create an environment in which bacteria, virus, fungus, etc. cannot survive. When essential oils are applied topically anywhere on the skin, they'll travel throughout the body, affecting every cell in the body, including the hair, within seconds. Highly, highly, highly recommend that. And I kind of mentioned at the top of the show that I might provide a little extraterrestrial meditation on tonight's program. And this was originally done by Bashar. It's called the XYZ Extraterrestrial Meditation. And my version of it's kind of in the think tank there at BBS Radio. So I'm kind of hoping if the guys in the booth would play that now before I do the Who Am I technique, it'd be much appreciated if you could now play the XYZ Extraterrestrial Meditation.
I'd like to share with you the XYZ Extraterrestrial Meditation. First, you need to get really relaxed, either lying down or sitting comfortably or even standing up, whatever is the most comfortable for you. I then suggest taking a couple of deep breaths and imagine yourself in your perfect place of peace. You haven't a worry in the world and are just relaxing in your perfect place of peace. Then imagine the following. Around the area of your heart or solar plexus, just behind that area, is a bright ball of white light. It is a packet of energy that is your essence. This star that you feel inside yourself, this ball of light, now grows and grows and grows in intensity and gets stronger and stronger and stronger until it bursts forth as a beam of light, a laser-like beam bursting out of the front of you and stretches as far as you can imagine infinity to be. Stretching, stretching out as a beam of light beyond the solar system, beyond the Milky Way galaxy, and beyond, going faster and faster and faster all the way to infinity. But it is also elastic, so as it reaches infinity, it slows down and will stop and turn around, and as a solid beam, it will creep back towards you from the far reaches of infinity. Faster and faster and faster and faster and faster until it comes crashing through the center of your body and through you and out your back and all the way to infinity out the back. All the way out, further, further, until it reaches infinity, and it returns, but a little faster now. And faster and faster and faster until it too crashes through you out the front all the way to infinity. But it returns even faster now out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front. Back and forth, 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 back and forth. And out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And let yourself get used to this idea. And then when it gets right in the middle of your body, it crashes out the left side all the way to infinity and back out the right side all the way to infinity and turns and comes back through the center, out the left side and back out the right side and side to side and side to side and front and back 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 until you get used to the idea. And then you have created an X and Y axis. Now another beam goes crashing through your head up all the way to infinity and turns around and comes crashing back through your head and out the bottom and up and down 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 and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side. And it begins to build, 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 it begins to build until an infinite number of rays fly out simultaneously to infinity and stay there. You are suspended on beams of light, and you are stabilized at infinity. You hang there for eternity at infinity. Then you start to notice little bits of pulses, symbols, and signals, like a web that you are in the center of. Bits of information coming and going from every dimension and every space and time that exists. Every doorway and every gateway and forms and ideas and messages and communications like a giant matrix. You feel the ebb and flow of the infinite possibilities from every space and time, from front and back and side to side and up and down, clickety-clack, 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 clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clack. Clickety-clack. Now send out one large pulse on every line outward and receive one large pulse coming back like a heartbeat. Boom, 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 boom. And now you're starting to sense a larger infinite mass mind behind this heartbeat, this pulse. It's like a gigantic awareness, one soul, one mind. You are suspended in the center of eternity. Boom, 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 boom. Now, with every heartbeat, a new breath, a new awareness, a new perspective, a new experience, a new sensation, a new dimension. A new galaxy, forever, forever, new, new, new. And now all the beams expand until you are surrounded in a sea of light that is becoming more transparent, until it is like a bubble, but you can still hear it. Boom, 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 boom. You can feel the seed of all that is. And as the blood flows from your own heart, as the seed of the infinite of all that is, on that pulse you are connected from every direction and any direction simultaneously. And every time you remember your heartbeat, you will feel connected to this heartbeat. Be in your perfect place of peace and feel your heartbeat. Now, take a deep breath and feel refreshed, feel loved, and feel energized.
Yes, and that comes from Bashar, and that particular meditation is designed to expand your consciousness. And I might add that you can hear archived ET Yoga radio shows by contacting the BBS radio site or by going to my website at etyoga.com, and on the main page there, just hit the radio archive button. It'll take you to about the last 10 programs. So you would look for today's date, February 25th, and that usually appears within a day or two of the actual program time. So if you want to kind of take your time, go through that meditation again, That's how to do it. I'd like to, at this point in time, give my usual sincere best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And I'll be closing out the program this evening by giving you the Bhachara, the Who Am I technique that I originally learned from Sri Ramana Maharshi. And basically, you get in the highest place you can and place your total attention and consciousness in your Ajna center or your third eye and become that spot. And once you become that spot, you then ask the question, who am I? And you can do that multiple times, slowly, rapidly, kind of like a mantra, whatever would work for you. You can even do this one during the daytime. But the whole idea here is to go through the doorway. So you're kind of in a very quiet place, not distracted in any way, but totally focusing on becoming that spot, asking the question, who am I? And then you state the following, I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part